Welcome to the Do You Get podcast.
Because I don't think they get.
Actually, but do they get?
No, they don't get. Do you get that they don't get?
They
that
don't get that they don't get.
No,
they
don't get this
philosophy.
They don't get it. You don't get it. If you don't get it, forget about it.
Hello. Welcome to the Do You Get podcast. And this is Florence.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. It's your girl, Simi.
Why are you talking soft like that?
Because I'm a soft babe. I'm a soft girl era, please.
Okay. Let's just skip over that.
Y'all not serious. I'm my soft girl era, baby. Okay?
Oh my God! Hello, everybody.
Jesus Christ!
We're back.
Oh my gosh! It's been a long time.
New season, new episode. I know you guys missed us. You know.
Yeah.
Well, we were like,
we're back.
It's sugar to your tea.
Literally.
Tomato to your jollof rice.
Period. Do you guys pick the new intro? Please, we're coming back with energy
and new cover. Everything is new, everything is fresh, everything is fine.
Like, but the vibes are the same, don't worry. That will never change.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're back. Florence, how are you?
I'm okay. This week has been a great reset. Like, I saw Ira Star.
Okay.
I just got back from ATL like last weekend, Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And then I saw Ira Star on Wednesday.
Okay.
I was tired, but you know, I was like, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw, so I went out with one of my friends, Chika. And then we went to eat lunch. And after lunch, I was like, oh, let's walk around downtown. Apparently, there was this like folk festival going on.
Oh.
So that was quite nice, and we were like, we got ice cream. There was a bunch of like fair food around, and okay. I'm like, I wish we knew so that we'd have eaten fair food, because I don't know if I'm going to go to the fair this year. But it was so nice, and like, I was like, oh my God, I'm here, I'm at a festival. Even if I don't know anything about this.
Oh my God.
It was just so nice, and like, there was like this band that was performing, and they were like performing songs from different cultures, and
oh,
it was so cute. Like, it was just a vibe. Like, it was giving very like, oh my God, festival. Like,
uh-huh.
Even if it was just older people there, it's okay. You know, we enjoyed ourselves, even children.
That's all that matters.
But definitely not our demographic, but we had a good time.
Okay, that's good.
So I'm pumped.
Okay, relax. Thank you.
Okay. How's your life?
Honestly, it's been good. There's been a lot of things happening, like moving and work and all that, but this week was good. It went by quickly because of Labor Day weekend, so
mm-hmm.
That was good. It was chill.
But you're going to see Ira today. Sound excited. No, please, this girl is so beautiful.
She's so stunning.
And she can sing, you guys. Like, at first I was like, oh my God. Not that I didn't know that she can sing. But there's this one song that she performed in. Please, see me. When she starts performing that song, you'll see what I'm talking about. Like, she was singing, I was like, oh my God, like, her voice sounds so raw, like, so different from, like, anybody that is singing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why people compare her to Tems, the voice is not the same. Yeah, like, she reminds me of Celine Dion, but in a very, like, raw, like, please, I should have said, you need to listen to it. Like, I was just
what song was
it,
though?
Oh my God. I don't know the song. I've been looking for the song. I don't know if it's her song. She was like, I don't know what the song is, but it was this kind of ballad type of song.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was nice. So that's how I could really hear her voice. It was so gorgeous. And she's so gorgeous. Like, oh my God.
She's stunning.
I love her.
I just remember when I saw Tiwa live. Like, when I saw her Tiwa sing, I said, what? Like, you know that these people can sing. But, like, yeah. When you hear their natural
because
voice,
you're
like...
Because a lot of the times, they're singing, like, dance me like oh mm-hmm. Sabi, or you won't really get it, you're just like ah Sabi. But when she like slowed down, and she slowed down a lot mm-hmm. of her songs mm. to start it off, because I think some of it she realizes like people in the US, people should know to know the lyrics. Sometimes I don't know, sometimes to be fair, I listen to the song for the vibes. Sometimes I don't like know the lyrics. And so she was, I think what she was doing, which was really smart, was like slowing it down sometimes to kind of teach people the lyrics, especially the Yoruba.
That
ones.
She's really good at that, because she did that in yeah. Vegas too. Like she's yeah. she's very good at like teaching people her songs.
Yeah. Before. So people were able to sing back to her. So it was nice. I loved her. It was like energy. And I was like, I was so tired. I didn't even want to go. I know that if I didn't buy my ticket when I bought it, I wouldn't have gone. But I'm glad that I... See, that's lesson for anybody, is that if something's really, if you're like, I'm excited to do something, I really want to do it, just go ahead and plan for it.
Yeah.
And because sometimes you just change your mind and look at, I wouldn't have experienced that.
You wouldn't have. And Florence loves Arasta, so I don't even know why she would have.
I was just so tired. I was in my head. I was like, I just need to go lie down. And I was also, because this is the first time of me going to that kind of thing by myself, so it was a concert. I went by myself. Mm-hmm. So I was very nervous about how like it will look, and again, mm-hmm. you guys don't wait for people to do something that like if you want to just go and do it by yourself yeah. and meet people there. And I did meet this girl. Oh my god, this girl looks so good! Like she wore mm-hmm. this set from Zara. She killed it. So I met her and I was standing with her, so I didn't feel alone. And the people mm-hmm. and Arasta fans are actually. A good vibe, like people around me like were good vibes. So I went by myself. I didn't feel like I went by myself. So I was kind of nervous about that. That's why I was like, I might change my mind. So you guys take risks, go out there, experience life, do things you've never done before. That's my advice to you. If you don't get anything else from this podcast, live life.
Literally. Just enjoy it.
Anyways, I'm done with my rants. Let's get into this podcast.
Okay, you guys know what time it is. It's time for my favorite part podcast, which is The Blind Leading the Blind, where we share dilemmas that we've received from you guys and give you our two cents on what's going on. Please, this new season, I'm just going to beg you. I'm literally on my knees as we are listening to my knees on the floor. Please send dilemma. And honestly, like, your dilemmas, they don't have to be relationship-based, because I feel like this is not a relationship podcast anyway. So, like, this is a life lessons podcast. I've been for it.
But, like, you know, people in our age always go through, like, love issues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It makes sense, like, we're young, yeah. we're dating and all that. But don't
but
feel like because...
it doesn't have to be that.
Yeah, it can be anything. And it doesn't also have to be, like, oh, this happened in my life. It can just be, like, oh, I'm going through this.
What do you
how
think
do I...
about this?
Yeah.
Or, like... It can be any random thing. Like the thing with the concert now, if you're debating if you should go or not.
Ask us,
oh, should I go to this concert? Does it matter? Does it make sense? It too makes sense.
Yeah.
How do I navigate that? And we might not know, but, you know, we can have a conversation and we can
about
be friends
it.
In this situation, you know?
Literally. So. Yeah, we just love hearing from you guys, and this is a way for us to connect with you guys. So please don't feel like it has to be about your man or your woman or this boy or that boy or my heart is broken. It can literally be about anything for real. But mm-hmm. we do have a dilemma. And as usual, you know I'm gassed. Okay, are you guys ready?
Gassed about other people's problems or death.
Because I want to offer advice. Okay. As some people are going through a lot, I just like to hear, like, what's going on in your life, bro? Okay. Okay. So, I was dating this guy for 3 months. He was really sweet, nice, and a gentleman. But sometimes the communication just wasn't there between us. mostly Hindu in brackets. We ended up breaking up after 2 weeks. We ended up breaking up about 2 weeks ago. And when we did, we agreed to be friends because he said that he still wants to be part of my life and vice versa. The 2 weeks that we've been broken up, we haven't talked, but a part of me kind of misses him, especially because he was my first relationship, to be honest, even though the relationship didn't last that long. And there are things I want to tell him that have happened to me these past few weeks since we broke up, because he was a big part of my life for a few months. But I just feel like I can't connect with him. Wait, no, I can't contact him because it might be weird. So I'm in a dilemma.
She said, I'm in a dilemma. Dun, 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 dun.
Jesus.
Okay. My own take on it is, one thing I would say about myself that I'm scared of, it's getting into a situation where you're dating somebody, you feel like you've connected, and breaking up. Because me, I know myself, it's very hard for me to let go of people. It's very hard, especially when you feel like you've shared so much, you've connected, and you're like, oh my God, this person's going to be a part of my life, and this is a very underwhelming end to the romanticness. So, I mean, that's very tough. That's why I'm trying to be very empathetic, because at the end of the day, we all have our weaknesses. But what I would say is that when you're closing that door, make sure that you're also closing the window. In the sense of, make sure you're not, opening a window to, oh, maybe if we start talking again, maybe he will catch feelings again, I'll call back. Because, dear, if that's one thing I've learned, is that you can't manipulate human beings at all. So just make sure that whatever you're doing, you're bringing him back to your life, make sure that it's not a thing of I've not gotten over him, and you're just kind of hoping and wishing that he would change his mind, or you will be talking, I'd be I love you, I miss you, do you want to come back together? So if you get over him and you're this guy, I don't really care, I just want to be friends, that's a fair enough conclusion, in my opinion. But make sure you have gotten over the situation.
Yeah. I feel since you guys just broke up, you probably both still have feelings for each other. I'm assuming. If you don't, that's your cup of tea. But my friends are saying, because you just broke up, it's not going to be easy to just jump into friendship. There are things that you guys probably used to do or whatever that still come naturally to you when you see each other again for the first few times. And for instance, emotions are raw and everything. So just take the time to create boundaries and redefine what a friendship would look like for you guys now that you cross that friendship line and you're trying to go back. Because it's not always easy to go back to just being friends after being involved. Some people can do it, some people can't. So you guys also have to see if that's even a possibility for you guys. And then go from there. But I don't know about reaching out, because I don't know about reaching out to him, because friends say I'm just friends. I'll be deceiving myself. And I'm just saying, my mind will just be there. So for me, I would leave that space. Dululu. Literally. I would need that space personally, because I know that I would not be getting over you. I'll just be deceiving myself.
Yeah.
So if it was me, I would take the space, and instead of telling him what's going on in my life that just happened, I would rely on my friends and talk to them, and maybe I can get that consolation.
Yeah, friends, family, everybody that is around you and in your life. Because at the end of the day, let's go back to this communication thing, because it's just a thing where I'm learning that some of you don't know how to talk. in relationships, and that's really irritating, because that's the root of a lot of people's problems, and I don't think they understand that being willing to not just even being able to communicate, but being able to be receptive of what you hear and listen to what the person is saying and hear them out is a very big like skill. And I'm trying to learn. I'm learning the both parts of it, like learning how to communicate and learning how to receive. And I think number two thing that you're learning from this podcast today is figure out how you a communicator, because this is an issue that I've come up on this podcast like 100 times.
Yeah.
Communication.
That's true.
True.
Yeah. Well, I hope we're able to help out. And
yeah.
I'm sorry.
We love that you sent your issues to us.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. We love you.
Okay. So we're doing dilemmas. And we're moving on to the next section of the podcast.
Called If You Don't Get It. Forget about it.
Come on now. I know you guys miss saying that. I know that deep in your heart you missed it. So just like, please, come on.
Okay, so today we're just going to be talking generally about adult life, like how we're improving ourselves and stuff like that. So to start off this conversation, let's just talk about how adult life has been treating us so far. So, Semi, how has it been so far? Is it what you expected?
You know that song? Adults will not scam you, better remember. My God. Wow. That girl did not lie. She deserves a Grammy, an Emmy, all the awards. Because that song is too real. Wow.
No, like, for real, it's a scam.
You, when you're younger, you want to be an adult so much. You want to do this, I want to do that. Can't wait to have my own apartment. I can't wait to have this. Enjoy not having many responsibilities when you don't. Because when those responsibilities come, you'll just be worried that, how did I get here? What's happened? Because
when did this one start?
Literally. God, that's how. Because like after grad and this whole summer, I was just on my, I don't say on my A game, but I just had a lot of like responsibilities. I had to find a place, I had to move in, I had to sort things out for myself. And I was just like, when I was in college and I was romanticizing, my first apartment would be floor to ceiling window. Where do you think I'm going to get that money from? I was like, my first apartment, floor to ceiling window, overlooking the city. My dear, the way life will humble you real quick. I said, wow.
Even
little things like buying furniture. Why is a mattress $200, $250, $300, $500? I even saw a $1,000 mattress. Why? Are you going to carry
it? Oh my God.
Because what's happening?
I did, you know, like, I'm still with my parents. So I don't have a lot of, like, living issues and with rent and stuff. But I did have to redecorate my room. And I was buying new mattress. Because the mattress I had was, like, 20 years old. I don't know how old that mattress was. It was so bad. So I was like, let me do comfortable sleeping. Let me go and just buy this, like, tempanic mattress. My dear ladies and gentlemen,
mattress is expensive. You put the mattress on is expensive.
It's expensive.
What is happening? Couch expensive. Everything is so, like, you realize, like, you need to take your time to decorate. Like, there's a reason why people don't have everywhere decorated at once.
Yeah.
Because it's expensive. And I'm so grateful, like, scummy. I have a roommate, so it's cheaper.
College will scam you thinking that you have to buy everything at once.
Literally. Yeah, because in college, they've already given you the mattress and everything, so you just have to buy the shit, all of that. But starting from nothing, it's like I ate my dinner on the floor for a while. I'm not even lying. We didn't have, I was watching TV. We didn't have couch. We had TV though. So mm-hmm. I was watching TV on the floor for like even 5-6 weeks. Like, but we give God the glory. The couch has come.
No, God is thank God. Though, yeah.
Honestly, like in all of this, I'm just very grateful for my situation. I know there are definitely people that are worse off than I am, mm-hmm. but it's just good. Like that reality check was crazy. Like mm-hmm. because me, I can fantasize. I had Pinterest board. I have Google to do. My dear, how are you going to get there?
Oh my God!
Don't have the funds. So that was crazy. Bills, like paying. Cause nothing. Why can't everything just be in the rent? Like for paying rent, you pay electricity, you pay water, you pay light, you pay internet, like you pay sewage. So I have to pay to flush the toilet. Why? Why? Like literally, it's too much. Like I'm just like you. If you leave your house, that's one thing I meant. If I leave my house,
see me, Jesus.
You have spent $100.
Oh my like, God.
Waiting.
Oh my God. Especially if you. Oh my God. Gas. Oh. Okay. Chineke God. Yeah, this thing that I went to my friend, full disclosure, I now bought gas. Gas was what? At least reaching up to $30 to fill my tank. That's or crazy. Something. And then by the time I went to eat, and I said, okay, you know, like, let me enjoy enjoyment. I bought food, came out $30. That's already $60.
Exactly.
And then, you know, I was like, oh, ice cream, $4.
Like you step out of your house, you spend money. Exactly. Like, even money. The same money, stay inside. So if you stay inside,
see, that's what I said. Oh my God. In August, see me, I did not like, I was like, weekend, I'm staying in the house, I cook. Mm-hmm. Thank God my mom is paying for half of the food materials.
My God.
And, you know, like, I chip in where I can, but like, I come home, I'm enjoying this of just like, I don't go out to eat a lot. Because in my head, for you, like, my own delusion was not like moving into an apartment or whatever, because I thought that, I always knew that I was going to have to depend on other people or, like, live below my means for a while because my career is far, far long. But in my head, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm making some money, so I'll just be treating myself. Every weekend, I'll go out. Every weekend, I'll do this. Every weekend, I would go and travel. I'll travel every weekend. Forgetting that, I was like, oh, I'll just go with my car, it'll be cheaper. Forgetting that gas costs money. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'll just be doing this. I'll just be doing that. And then I'll now do this, buy this. I'll buy this clothes. I'll go shopping.
Oh my
it's how
gosh.
You pay, spend your whole salary. If you just, because when I just started staying home, I was like, oh, this is nice. Because like, I have money. I see why adults are like, when they get there, they're like, money no day, they just stay inside. Like, because I always thought that as an adult, like, that's my time to always, like, you know, just always be balling.
Mm-hmm.
And balling is expensive, number one.
Yes.
And number two, like, making friends in a place where, like, at least, even if I'm staying with my parents, right? Like, at the end of the day, my friends are not within my vicinity.
Right.
And in high school, I didn't have, like, a lot of friends. That's, like, because my friends are not here. They're not around. So, at the end of the day, like, I had to, like, it felt like I was moving to a new city where I had to get to know people. So, making friends as an adult in a new city where you don't really know a lot of people like that.
Right.
And people are busy. That's another thing. Because even some of the people that I know, like, people are busy. And getting people together is busy. So
yeah.
Making friends together and be doing all the waka-waka about to, it's not easy. So, that was a reality check. But I realized I interrupted you. Is there anything else that you wanted to say about adult life?
That's just, yeah, that is it to that song. That stream adulthood, my lady, you know, it should just prepare your mind, because she wasn't telling no lies. Because it's like, me personally, I'm not really good to my parents. If you let me pay my rent, it's not going to come out of my mouth. So, like, there are a lot of things that you just realize, like, you're on your own. Like, not that you're on your own, but, like, this is your responsibility. You can't really be passing it along and stuff like that. So, you just learn to say yes. You know what to say yes and no to. You learn how to spend sense. Like, it just teaches you a lot for sure.
And like, be very frugal. Like, you need to be very, very frugal.
Because don't let social media deceive you.
This is super bad on social media. It looks like glam. It looks like
Like, your pocket and their pocket is probably not the same. Not and even if it's the same, it's not your business. You know your business. So focus on you and what you want. Like, you know your goals. You know where you're from. So don't let social media tension you into soft life. Like, everyone is screaming soft life, soft life. Even me, when I entered this episode, I said that this is my soft life era. as you should, like, soft life is important, like, yes, but, like, don't let that pressure you. It's, like, soft life looks different for everybody. That's also another thing.
Yeah.
Soft life doesn't mean you're getting flown out. It doesn't have to mean you're getting flown out every second. You're getting this and that. Like, you define what soft life means for you.
And a lot of people forget that all this soft life, most of these people are in their 30s.
Yes.
And they have established their career.
Literally.
They have $400 to spend on a day.
Mm-hmm.
They've been saving for a while.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just forget. It's like, oh, it's vibes. Let me buy this outfit. And you go to Zara. Oh, my God. And one outfit is $50.
Do you understand?
And everybody keeps saying Zara. Let's go to Zara. Okay. Whatever.
Literally, anyways. Like, don't let social media deceive you. Like, even my, I feel like even my social media can be so deceiving. So I don't post. When I post, someone will say, oh, yeah, here. I'm like, no, I'm in my house. Like, don't be interested. I just didn't post it then because I didn't feel like, don't let it deceive you. Like, focus on yourself and do what you want to do. Like, yes, you can be inspired. Like, there's nothing wrong with inspired. But don't let it dictate what, like, the goals you set for yourself and things like that. Like, you know what's up. You know what's in your back account. You know what you can do. So.
And another thing that I've been learning is, like, sometimes you can have this glass half empty perspective about your own life, thinking that, because this person has this, like, oh my God, their life looks so rich. But if you really look at your own life, like, your life is actually, like, enough for where you are right now. Like,
honestly.
Like, if you just sit down and just appreciate your life, appreciate what you have. Because, like, the things with, I'm trying to figure out an example that I can share. I can't think right now. I can't think. But, like, the thing with making friends, right? Like, even if, all my friends are not here, I have friends. I can call people. I have people that I can still drive to, even if it will take, like, at least an hour to go to. Like, there's a lot of, like, good that's already in your life. I mean, yes, there are some things that you can still improve, but it's always good to, like, look at the season that you're in and just find a way to be very satisfied in it, to the point where, like, okay, even if you see something in social media and you're inspired by it and whatnot, and, like, you can always aspire to more.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the day, like, your life is enough. Like, who you are enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to carry it on your head.
Because when you don't do that, you miss out on a lot of things that are around you.
Yeah.
Please take advantage of what you have. Like, please appreciate what you have. Like, there's always something to appreciate. Like, life can be so bad, but there's always one or two things that you can, like,
hold on to. And, like, life will never, and actually, like, I'm also learning that life will never be perfect. Like,
literally,
you can't ever get to a point where, like, even if you get married, like, that's not the end of it. Like, people think, oh, it's like, oh, get married happily ever after. No, because you all have to figure out how to live as a married couple. people had to have, like, there's always going to be something to achieve, like, to move to until you die, and that's it.
Literally.
Like, even
and you will never
they
be
have to worry about their health.
Yeah. You will never be 100% satisfied because you're a human being.
Yeah.
There's
no way. That's one thing I've learned.
Like, we like two more. We want to. We will never be one of those. You see, when you see somebody is a glutinous, I mean, what's that thing? Greedy.
Yeah.
We always want more. It's just how we are as humans. But just don't forget to look around you and be like, oh, it's actually not bad. This is actually not.
Because as a kid, I always thought, like, in my teenage years, I always thought, oh, when I get to this point, it'll be better. Oh, when I get to this point. I mean, it is better, but it's never enough. Like, I was always like, oh, in college, you know, when I'm an adult and I have my own money, this would, like, I was always waiting to be happy. I was like, oh, when I have the boyfriend, or, like, when I have this. But you literally don't, you need to be started. Like, you have to look at your life and appreciate it for what it is. If not, you miss out. I get what people say and why they say that. Like, that's one thing I'm learning right now, is to be more grateful and still aspire to more, but look at how far I've come and be very appreciative of it.
Right.
That's my rant. But is there anything you're nervous about for adult life?
I'm nervous that I will not. I think my biggest fear is that I would amount to nothing. But I think that's a fear that everybody has.
That's, yeah,
like,
same.
You always have that fear. Like, when you have a goal, you're always like, oh, what if I don't make this goal?
Yeah, same.
That's it. Like, that's definitely my biggest fear. But I think on a day-to-day thing, I think my biggest fear is just embarrassing myself in the office. Like, at work, like, I hate being wrong. Like, if I, like, that's my big, one of my biggest flaws. I don't like to make mistakes. I hate it. Like, that's why in school, like, I was always good. Like, because I don't, like, that's why, like, I know how to make teachers like me. Because I don't like when people are shouting at me. I don't like being wrong, period. Like, I hate it. And I made a mistake at work recently. I almost entered the floor, like, I was shaking. I had to, I went downstairs, I was going to talk to my friends, and I was like, Jesus, this is what I did, da, da, da. And, like, I tried to rectify it already, but I just couldn't believe it. I was like, Jesus, because, like, you're no longer in school where, like, if you make a mistake, it's most likely on you. Like, it's maybe you,
use eraser,
pass your exam,
you
or, yeah, like, the effect is on you. It's not necessarily affecting your professor. But, like, now at work, like, if I make a mistake, it's affecting, like, a client or someone. Like, so I was just like, Jesus Christ. And, again, I don't like to be wrong. So I was so scared. Like, I was praying. I even called my mom. I was like, Mommy, that's what I did, dude. Please help me pray. Because I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I was so afraid, but one thing I appreciate, like, my workplace for is, like, they always, like, they always tell us, you're going to make a mistake. You're going to make more than one mistake. But you have to learn from the mistake and then move, like, go on from there. So, I think that's my big, like, I just don't want to embarrass myself. I just feel like I'm there for a reason. Like, God put me in this office for a reason. And that reason is definitely not to embarrass me and my family. So, you understand?
No, yeah, but, like, I definitely get what you mean. Like, I also don't think I'm very good at handling being bad at something. Like, it's very irritating, like, not having, like, but you have to also know that, like, even those people that are very great at what they did, what they do, like, it's been a journey for them. Like, they weren't always great at what they did. So, yeah, definitely that's something that I feel like affects me. But I'll also say that I'm nervous about, again, not amounting to anything, not, like, doing the things that I want to do. That really scares me.
Yeah.
Because I'm in a place where, like, I'm not really, I don't feel really equipped, or I don't feel, like, empowered to do some of the things that I feel like I want to do in the way that I want to do them. So in this season in my life, I'm not there yet, but it can feel like, since you don't, you can't really see the future. Like, again, that's another thing. I can't really see my future, because I never could, but as a teenager, at least you knew, okay, I'm going to college here. Like,
you always knew what was next.
Predictability, and I do have some of that predictability, but a lot of it is still muggy for me. Like, I'm going to go back to school. I don't know where. I don't know who will take me. And, like, all that kind of thing makes me nervous. So, yeah, just, like, not getting to where I want to be and not doing the things that I want to do, like, really scares me. But, yeah. But what excites you?
Money. Love is not enough, baby. Come to me, Malowo. Come to me with money. That's what excites me, man. I love it. Like, I just love the fact that I'm making some money. Like, like, I can't compare to the money I was making in college. Like, I'm just happy that I'm making money. Like, I'm actually making enough to take care of myself. I think that's very exciting for me because I've never had that before. So. And just like, I'm also excited to kind of discover myself more. I feel like this is a new period of my life, new season of my life. I've never done this before. At least with like school, like I've been to school before. Even though it's not exactly the same school, but I had some idea of what may or may not happen. But I feel like for the first time in my life, it's just like there's no structure or like no, like this is how it's supposed to go because everyone's career is different. So I'm definitely excited for that to get to know myself a bit more because I feel like over the last year I really lost myself, so I'm excited to like step into who I am. I don't know what that means, but we'll find out. But I'm definitely excited for that and just to be a grown girl, a big girl. How about you?
I think I'm excited for the same things, like even if I'm nervous about, like, my future, like, I'm excited for my future because I'm just, you know, like, I don't know. I'm just excited, like, oh, who will I become? How is it going to look and all that kind of things. So, yeah, I'm definitely excited, doing a lot of self-discovery as well, like, on more. The more I think I thought that I knew myself. And I don't think we ever get to a point where, like, you know yourself. Because
I don't know. I
feel like a chameleon.
I feel like it takes years and years of, like, intentionality and practice. And I also feel like self-awareness is key. Because I feel like, as a human race, a lot of people are not self-aware. And that's why we're in such a messed up situation in the world. Like, just... I've always said this on this podcast. There's some things you're supposed to know that me, I can't do this, and me, I can't do this. Like, you just need to know. I feel like self-awareness is so important, and a lot of people lack it. But things that a lot of people don't know that they lack it. And you move around the world moving, I don't even know. But self-awareness is so important. Literally. Self-awareness is definitely up there.
So how have you been working on that stuff? Like, what are you working on improving and stuff?
That's a very good question. I feel like for me, I am a number one dreamer, number one, like, I can dream, dream, can write, I can plan, like, but I think only I'm learning how to do is I need to actually execute these plans, because I feel like when it comes to myself, I tend to neglect myself, but, like, when it comes to, like, other people who are, like, planning an event or planning whatever, like, I'm on my A-game. But once I start to plan my life and get my shit together, I didn't mean to have to be procrastinator number one in the universe. So I'm definitely working on that. Like, and also, like, the love I have for myself, like, working on my self-love and appreciating myself worth. Is that a word? I don't really know. But something like that, I'm definitely working on that. Like, just knowing my worth and, like,
is a word.
That's true, my bad. But, yeah, I'm working on that, like, loving myself, like, truly loving myself, not this year. Because if I feel like on social media, you see one video, you are enough, you are beautiful, you are this. And then you feel it in that moment, you'll be like, yes. After that, I've gone back to not really appreciating yourself. So I'm trying to be more intentional in that. And I feel like I've come to the conclusion that these are not things I can do by myself. Like, I need help, mm-hmm. which is why I've decided that I'm going to therapy, because I need it. Like, I need that.
Everybody
show.
clap for
Simi,
because every time I'm telling
Simi,
nice.
I know, like, but it's just I was very scared. I still am scared, but like, I'm scared enough to try. Like, I've reached the point where I'm like, okay, you actually need to change something. You can't if I continue like this, I feel like I would not amount to what I want. Like, I wouldn't become who I want to be, and I don't want that. Like, I don't want to set myself up for disappointment, so I have to put myself first. I put future Simi above me right now,
and
work towards becoming who I believe I can be. So yes, your girl is going to
we love to see progress and growth.
Thank God. Thank God. How about you? What are you working on? What do you want to see?
I've been working on, like, overall wellness, like, physical wellness, like, going to the gym, running, mental wellness, and I've been working a lot on my spiritual life, because I realize how much I actually need God. I mean, I always knew I needed God, but, like, I've always, like, felt like I've been planning my life, and then when things don't go my way, like, it's just everything scatters for a while. But I've just been learning to try to rely on God more and like being on my spiritual grind. And then I've been working on my just my emotional well-being, like working on being very satisfied with my life while aspiring to more, and also like being a better person overall. So those are the things that I've just been working on, like being more self-aware of, like, you know, I'm a psych major, so let me give you psych
this girl is so serious.
Oh, I was a psych, I graduated in psychology.
Distinction
in psychology.
Let them know.
Anyways.
No distinction.
Cognitive distortions. I feel like I have a lot of cognitive, like, distortions in, like, the way I think. So cognitive distortion is just, like, your thoughts, your sense, shy is just be like, grandma. It's not. That's what it means.
Oh my goodness.
I don't have a university definition for that. It just means, like, thinking like a fool. So I don't have, like, so I'm just trying to work on my thought patterns, because I feel like sometimes it can get really negative, or it can get too, like, I start overthinking, or like when you go on social media, for instance, that's why I'm always scared of social media, because like you see something, then you now start thinking about how your own life is.
Yeah.
So I've been working on, like, cognitive distortions. I've been working on, like, delusion. I'm very delusional. Same like you. Very delusional. So I'm working on being less delusional. Like, being delusional is good sometimes, because it makes you, like, ginger to always do, you know, anything you try.
Yeah.
Anything you go for it. But at the same time, it's always good to, like, ground yourself in a lot of ways and look for realistic ways to be where you want to be.
Right.
So I've been working on that and just figuring out who I am, figuring out my voice and how to use my voice. So yeah. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear more, keep listening
for the
season that is coming, as we tell you a lot more. A lot more.
Yeah, I feel like you get a lot of us this season. Like, you get to know us even more, you know?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, there's no hope. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Anyways, keep the engagement up. Senior, please. You say nothing. grab.
Yes, please make sure you like and you follow us on Instagram at Do You Get Pod. Make sure you like the episode on Spotify or Apple Music, whatever, whichever one you're listening, Google Podcasts. We're literally on everything now. Make sure you follow the podcast so that you know when we post. Please review or rate the podcast, whichever, depending on the platform you use, the thing is different. It helps us reach other people and also allows us to be suggested to people. And also allows us to know that, okay, we're not just talking to ourselves, what we're doing is actually...
Oh,
us,
yeah,
sometimes,
you know? I feel like I'm talking to
myself. Because sometimes it can feel a bit lonely. I'm not even going to lie. But we're hoping that with this season, you guys get to know us more and us bringing more, you know, we're hoping to get a response from you guys. So we're excited for that. I'm just really excited for this season. I'm not going to lie. I just feel like I have a good feeling. Like, I feel like it's going to go well. But, yeah.
And if you want to be on this podcast, let us know.
Yeah, send us a DM. Honestly, we're always open to having you guys on here. Like we always say, this is a podcast for everybody. It's not just for us. So if you want to be a guest, send us a DM at JuliaPod on Instagram. And we have a playlist out now, so thanks to it.
Enjoy the summer vibes.
Yeah, it's like bye-bye summer kind of thing. So it's really good. I listen to it. I listen to it 3 times a week. I'm not even lying.
Same.
I listen to it, you know. It's pretty good. I won't even lie.
Same. Like, all my... Most of my favorite songs are on there.
Yeah.
A lot of my favorite songs. I can't say
the same, bro. I like a lot of the songs there. Yeah.
A lot of my
favorite. It's a solid playlist.
Like, that Lonely at the Top. I don't know what it's about that song. Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, that's okay. I'm about like, it. You know you're saying that.
I was like,
But I'm surprised that is a hit single. Okay, no, I'm not surprised actually.
No,
but
that song is actually really good. Like, and I don't even relate to it because I'm not at the top yet. But I don't understand why every crazy. Time Lonely at the Top, lonely, as if I'm.
That song is good. Yeah, it's really good. That album is really good.
I don't know about that. I feel like we can talk about it later, but I feel like he could have. I don't know because a lot of the songs sounded like the old album. So I was expecting a little bit more variety, but that Lonely at the Top was definitely different from most of his songs. Maybe I do need to listen to the album again.
Because this album is so different from Mr. Money with the vibe. It's more like, it's more chill and more like, Mr. Money with the vibe was very like, like upbeat. But I feel like Work of Art is more grounding. And I know a lot of people are complaining that it's too Yoruba. I said that's people's headache. Sorry.
I mean, where is it from?
Do you understand? Like, oh, the Yoruba uses it too much. I said, okay, cool. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that album so much. I listen to it at least 5 times a week. I'm not like that. I'm Timeless on my most streamed album of this year. I know Spotify has already. I know that what I'm going to see on my Spotify raps. Those two.
I've gone back to 2010 for some reason. I've been listening to a lot of 2010. Don't judge me. It's a lot of rave music.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Where have you been? I never see you. Are you happy?
She said,
somewhere in the crowd.
Okay. And with that, we bid you guys farewell because France is on hard. Wow.
Bye. Bye-bye.